All right. Welcome to our podcast. We are the morons who try to talk good. Yeah. My name is Caitlin in California.
I'm Odile Morgan. And I'm Sam in Spokane, Washington.
We are trying to go for alliteration. Okay. So, in today's episode one, we are going to be talking about awkward moments in middle school, which will be our main topic for today's episode. But we also have some interesting news items, I think, to talk about. Did any of you guys watch the Democratic debate?
No, I missed it.
No, when was it?
Thursday.
I was a little busy on Thursday.
So, I watched the debate with my roommates, and that was interesting. They're all very much Bernie supporters.
Ah, Bernie.
So, who I like, but I'm still not quite sure who I'm voting for yet, and so it's just been kind of like, okay. The whole time they're just, like, bashing on Hillary, and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to watch debates with you guys anymore.
Yeah, I have no problem with Hillary. I just love Bernie.
I mean, I like Bernie, and I like Hillary, so I'm not quite sure who I'm going to vote for, and for California, the primaries isn't until June, so it's like, there's a while to figure it out.
Yeah, I have until May up here.
Yeah. Are you registered to vote in Oregon?
They all, like when we first moved in, they're like, register to vote!
Yeah.
I was like, I already registered in California. They're like, register
I'm registered
here.
In California.
I'm registered in California, too. I'm going to do an absentee ballot.
My parents mail me out my ballots.
That's what my parents do, too.
Yeah.
They made me re-register. Or, well, they, like, strongly suggested that I re-register up here.
I've heard a lot of colleges do that. They try to get you to register where you go to school at.
There's no way I'm registering for Washington, because I do not plan on living in Washington.
Yeah, same. I'm not registering in this county. Like, I'm not planning on living here after I graduate, so.
Neither am I, but still registered. It's all good.
Doesn't hurt. Whatever, as long as you're registered somewhere.
Yeah.
Speaking of people, if you're over 18, please register to vote.
Please vote in the first place.
Vote. Register to vote, and something that I didn't know about voting until I actually voted was you don't have to vote for everything on the ballot. You can just vote for what you want to vote for. Like, it's not a test. You can skip things.
It's like the SAT.
Yeah, you can. If you don't care about a certain proposition, or if you're, like, totally neutral on it, then don't vote for it. If there's, like, city council re-elections and you don't really care, you don't have to vote for that part. Oh, my roommates are coming out of the room. Mute.
Yeah. Voting is fun. No, not really. But
fun.
Sort of fun.
I don't know if I'd categorize that as being fun by
Well, like, voting in Iowa seems like fun. With the going on one side of the room.
The caucuses.
Nope.
You get to argue to try to get people to go to the
Yeah,
other side
for
the
Democratic caucus, you stand on certain sides of the room for certain candidates.
I think that would be fun. Because then you just have a yelling
Sounds
debate
like a workout.
Across the room.
Sounds like it's like kids picking sides for dodgeball. That's what it's like.
You totally know it is. It basically is.
All right, good. Pick who you want to be president. Run to the third. That was like Red Rover. Send someone over to start throwing people over side to side.
Someone almost broke my wrist in Red Rover.
Fun.
I literally almost broke my wrist.
That game got banned at my elementary school because kids were too dangerous.
Yeah, because they picked the weakest link, and then they go for you, and they, like, held on, and they almost broke my
We played
wrist.
That game in preschool, and we played hardcore. Hardcore. We would launch people across.
Oh, my goodness.
Things got deadly when we played. Okay, not deadly. No one died, but you get the
basically juice. Deadly.
But speaking of school, the
yes.
three of us are doing this because we have been friends for almost close to 10 years. Because we were middle school friends.
10 years, wow.
I know, right? Speaking of school, so that's how we all met each other. And Odile and I met each other because we were in the same science class.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't remember. Were you and I partners for that science project?
For science fair? Yes, we were.
Yeah, science fair.
We played with electricity and we did it last minute, like the night before, like the weekend before it was due. And our parents got so mad at us because we hadn't planned it. And then I slept over at your house.
Yeah.
It was
no
a lot
cared.
Of fun.
It was
fun.
Like it was worth it. Like, seriously. Like, we just picked, like, the most basic, like, next to volcano science fair project.
What
yeah,
is the electrical
like,
conductivity of fruit and vegetables?
Who
Shout out to Osh bought an ohm meter and we're just sticking it in the fruit. Like, this is gonna work. And then when Missy said, like, what drove you to do this project? And I was just like, seemed like fun. And she's just like, just see her hand just collide with her face. Like, ultimate face palm. These two do not care about this at all.
And she was right.
So right.
And then, like, now looking back on it, I probably would have taken it more seriously because I do find science to be really fun.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I probably would have said something way better, but, like, I just had zero F's to give, so I just...
It was seventh-grade science.
No, seventh-grade science, man. Especially for her science class.
Oh, gosh.
I did not pay attention in that class. I remember that clearly. I had a memory, and I was telling someone about it the other day, about the sex ed in her class. And her
brain- yeah.
To the day that they showed the video.
Oh, my God. I remember
because her daughter watched it.
Yeah, her daughter's sitting in the corner.
Yeah, and then was it Espinoza or something?
Yeah,
there was room with the next room over, and there was a door. It was good that we could hear in the other room. And we knew when they got to the party.
Yeah, I was in this class.
Wasn't that because they started to, like, rewind?
Yeah,
the
video? So...
they played it in rewind. He rewound it, but didn't hit stop. So it played everything on the screen in reverse.
So for all of you who don't know, this video is called The Gift of Life, I believe is what it was called. It's this really old, it was a VHS tape that they played in our middle school. It was from probably, like, the 80s, and it was really old, and there's this one part... And they show how, like, a baby develops and, like, the fetus growing. And then there's a scene where, like, the lady, like, gives birth. And, yes, I was in Mr. E's class. And they were giving... the lady gave birth. And then he rewinds it. But when you rewind a VHS place tape, you have to stop it and then rewind it. But he just rewound it. Like, so it was, like, slow-mo baby going back into the lady's body. Oh, my gosh.
It's called The Miracle of Life. I just looked it up.
Miracle of Life, yeah.
The Miracle of Life. And I watched that in fifth grade in elementary school.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I watched it in seventh grade in middle school. Then I had to watch it two more times in high school. The number of times I had to watch that video was insane.
Why don't they use a better... Like, there has to be a better kind of sex ed tape that they can use.
I don't know. I remember in fifth grade, this one kid, we were watching it, he passed out. But it wasn't even during that part. It was during the part where it's like people are walking down the street where they're trying to go, like, people have all of these different things. And then he panicked and passed out. I was like, you've got it.
There was always that one kid in fifth grade sex ed that had to leave the classroom because they were just so weirded out by what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Did they not split you guys up?
Yeah, they did. Well, they did, like...
Did they split the
no,
room?
No, I think it was in fifth grade when they did...
classrooms.
Yeah, it was like they did some of it...
guys in the other.
I think it was like they did some of it together, and then it was girls in one room and guys in the other. Which now, thinking about it, is like, why?
Because from what I remember, they didn't go all that much into depth, and it was more like... This is... Like, it was more about puberty in terms of, like, and that's why they split it up. Because then they were like, girls, here's how you go through puberty. And boys, here's how
but
you
like,
go
I
through
f- puberty. And now looking back at it, I feel like as a kid, it would have been really interesting to hear both sides. Because you only heard one side and you had no idea what guys were going through until you had to take health in seventh grade.
Now, when I was in elementary school, because I went to a private elementary school, we were all in the same room. How many kids were in your class?
I think there was 100 of us.
Yeah, probably like
100. No, but I mean, like, when they're teaching it to you, like, the class size for that.
They split us up in half.
Yeah, so it was like all the fifth grade girls.
Oh, so they just put all of you in one class?
Yeah.
Okay, so for us, it was 27 of us, all in the same room, and they were just like, okay, the girls sit on this side, guys sit on this side. We were all still there, but they just split us up. For some reason. I don't know why, but that's how we did it. But, no, like, seventh grade science was horrible, but it will stay with me for the rest of my life in, like, a slightly positive way, just because of how weird that class was.
I will never forget that baby going back into the person's body.
So for me, the best science thing from middle school was eighth grade science. Eighth grade science... like, completely changed the way I saw science. Because in elementary school, I wasn't great at it. because it was like, let's look at a rock under a microscope. I'm like, wow, this could be even more, like, this couldn't be more dull. It was bad. Seventh grade science was just circus. It was a circus. Eighth grade, I had Mr. Bean. I had Mr. Bean for science, and he made that class so much fun. Because we covered, like, a wide variety of topics, but, like, we did it in depth enough where we covered physics and astronomy and all of that. It was, oh gosh, it was like, I remember we came into class one day and he had pushed all the desks to the wall. And he's like, I'm going to be the sun and you're going to be the planet. So we all start walking around him. He goes, that's not how it works. The planets, like, you know, move, they rotate on their own. So you got to rotate, you spin and then rotate around me. So we were all just crashing into things. It's like, you're the worst solar system ever. They're just laughing and falling over. Like, it was the best. It was the best. I loved it.
Yeah, in eighth grade, our science class was called physical science, which was kind of like a weird mashup of, like, there was like a little bit of chemistry, a little bit of physics, a little bit of like astronomy. I had Miss C for that class.
I was lost.
Yeah, Odile and I were in the same class.
Oh yeah, no, I had Mr. Bean, and I had, do you guys remember Nestor?
Yes.
Nestor was this kid, for everyone as to describe. He was pretty tall. Not super smart, but, like, he was always the kind of guy who's like, I want to make this class fun, but not in a let's learn kind of a way. It was just, let's just screw around and not do anything. We had to come up with our own mnemonic for the planets. And we came up with, my Valentine eats many jumping squid under, and we couldn't figure out the last one, and he just went, Nestor. So I'm never going to forget my mnemonic for the planet, which is, my Valentine eats many jumping squid under Nestor. I'm never going to forget that. And he was so happy. He was like, I'm now a mnemonic. And then when we went group table by table by table to, like, to say which one it was, he screamed his name at the end. It was just like, I'm a planet. Like, no, you're not, but all right. Never fluffed your boat.
Is Pluto still considered a planet now? Is it still a dwarf planet?
I believe it is.
Fights that it's not a planet yet. I mean, a lot of people are fighting to put it back in.
I thought it got named as a dwarf planet.
Yeah, I think it's still technically a planet. I remember I went to Washington, D.C., like, right after it was determined that it wasn't a planet. And I was in the Aerospace Smithsonian Museum, and they had, like, all these placards of, like, all the planets with, like, these nice little pictures, and the one for Pluto was just, like, blacked out. So, like, I was like, oh, poor Pluto! No longer a planet.
No, the Aerospace Museum. Oh, shoot, when did I go to the Aerospace Museum? I think I went in, like, fourth or fifth grade, because my grandparents took us on a trip to D.C. And we went in, and it blew my mind. I was like, this is the coolest thing ever! Like, I loved it. It was awesome. And I remember, like, because there were so many people there. I don't know when we went, but whatever time we went, there was just a lot of people. And we were like, we're going through the main hall, and there's this thing my grandmother points out, and she says, look at that. And there's no one around in this thing. It's just a column. And I go over to it, and it's a piece of the moon. People are walking past a piece of the moon, and
that's you can crazy.
Touch it. So I was like, of course I'm going to touch the moon with my right index finger. So proud of myself. But
never watch it again?
Never. Now, for the past how many years? 15 years? Not 15, probably a little bit more, less than that. But just the fact that everyone was so, like, you know, caught up on, oh, look, it's like the space capsules, and look at these things. Like, they completely neglected that there was a piece of the moon on the museum floor. I don't know. I'm never going to forget that. It was awesome.
I didn't know they had a piece of that, but that is super cool. I want to go now.
You've never been? Oh, dude.
We should get to see.
Well, I've been to, like, Smithsonian and all of those around there, and, like, the more of the free ones, but
that one is free.
All the Smithsonians
are free.
And I don't
know why I went, because my grandmother lives out there, but I haven't been out there in years to see her. Years and years and years. So.
You're a terrible grandchild.
All right. I think this is a good segue to talk about awkward middle school horror stories. Actually, I'm going to put a caveat to this and say that these cannot be ones that are completely emotionally traumatizing. Just funny, awkward, weird things we said or did in middle school.
Okay, I have one that I'll start off with.
Okay, why don't you share?
Well, so being a very curly-haired person and being in middle school meant that I wanted to straighten it all of the time. And to straighten my hair meant that I had to brush it out, which meant I had very much of an afro for whatever time before I could straighten it and look like crap because I didn't know how to straighten my hair correctly. But my dad, being the great father that he was, decided one day that he wanted to film me. So, from down the hall, he took out his camera, and he starts coming towards the bathroom where I'm doing my hair as a very angsty 13-year-old girl, and does the and comes around the corner and videotapes. And as I'm screaming at him, he's still videotaping and still doing the Jaws theme sound. And then eventually, at the end, tells me that he's going to save it for my wedding to show my future husband someday. He will show the video of me straightening my hair in middle school.
I really hope this video still exists.
I don't want it to. But I kind of do, because I never got to see it, because he wouldn't let me touch his phone for fear that I was going to delete it immediately. So, I'm sure it exists somewhere. Knowing him, he saved it. But that's my awkward middle school story, or one of the many I've heard.
I got one.
Go for it.
For some reason, sometimes, in between passing period, people would play back pockets. Did you ever play that?
What was that?
No.
You guys never heard? Oh my gosh, come on, you guys. The back pockets was someone would start walking, and then out of nowhere, someone would take their hands and then stick them into someone's back pockets, both of their hands. And then once someone else saw that, they'd jump on the back pockets train. So it was just a chain of like 15 kids with their hands in each other's back pockets.
This sounds like a sexual harassment case just waiting.
It was funny. But I remember one day I ended up being the start of the train, and I'm like, come on, I gotta go to class. And like, no, man. And yep, I was back pocketed by somebody. That was my middle school awkward story.
Okay, I have an awkward story. Sam and I were in the 7th grade musical, which is how...
The Hobbit, the musical!
We were in The Hobbit.
Does that exist?
Yes. Me and Sam were in The Hobbit, the musical, which already is awkward enough, but, like, at the time, we didn't know how bad it, like, kind of sucked, so we were... Well, I think, like, everyone was really into it, and, like, yeah, this is awesome, this show is gonna be so great. It's not good. But, I... still cannot believe my family actually went to go see me in that. But this is how Sam and I met and became friends in 7th grade. And so I was the grocery girl and a hobbit and a gremlin. And Sam was also a gremlin and a hobbit.
Goblins?
Yes. Goblin, sorry, not a gremlin.
I was an elf. Were you an elf?
I don't think I was an elf, no.
I was an elf.
Yeah, you were an elf. And so in one of these goblin scenes... I believe this was our Thursday night show, so this was our opening show. Sam, you probably remember this, because I have denied this for years. We had a ramp up to the stage, and we had to, like, creep out the audience, so we were, like, crawling, and we had to, like, try to scare the audience members, but
I
really...
remember it.
Sam remembers this. But really, we were probably just being incredibly awkward. And I doubt the audience was scared out. They're probably like, this is stupid. But anyway, so we were, like, crawling. We had to, like, crawl up this ramp up to the stage. And our theater was a gym with a stage in it. So we were crawling on the floor, so it was really gross. Once we got to a certain part of the audience, we had to run up the ramp and then start fighting the dwarves with our swords that were made of duct tape and paper towel rolls. And so we had to run up this. So someone tripped. And it was probably me. I'm, like, 90% sure it was me. So, someone tripped. I tripped. I shouldn't say it was someone. It was me. Trips, and then everyone else falls on the ramp going up to the stage.
I remember that, but I didn't get caught up in it because I was ahead of all of you.
And I remember, Sam, I believe you were, like, really mad about it. You were like, oh, guys, who did this? After the, like, we went backstage, I remember Sam just being pissed off.
Because I think, you know, because I was the first one up the ramp.
Everyone fell.
I was the first one up the ramp, I think, because I didn't get caught in it, but I was the only one on stage, and all of them turned to me, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
And I believe it was our Thursday show, and I remember going, it wasn't me, and I think you were like, Caitlin, that was you. You were the one who tripped. Like, you thought it was me. I was like, nope, it totally wasn't me.
I can't remember. I was an asshole. Oh, shouldn't have said that. I was a jerk.
No, I don't care if you swear.
I was, I don't know.
Yeah, you were like, you took the musicals, like, Sam took them so seriously. She would get pissed off if anything went wrong.
I was a lonely child who only did musicals for
with
fun.
The brother. And me, the coconut-smelling Spaz.
Oh, right, the coconut. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Odile's hair used to always smell like coconut.
I know, and he came over and he was like, it smells like coconut. I think it's Odile, so he always associates Odile with coconuts.
Yeah, still to this day, it's great. Caitlin, do you want to talk about how we met in our Twilight fandom?
Okay.
It
was a dark, stormy night. No, it was... So, Odile and I met because we were both TAs, because we had this elective thing called the Wheel, and you had... Our school was on a trimester system, so we had a different... Like, there was drama one trimester, and then there was art another, and there was, like, journalism, I think?
And I skipped journalism.
Yeah, and, like, me and her both skipped journalism, and you could skip one of the parts of the Wheel and be a TA for a teacher. So me and her were both, like, just by coincidence, TAs for this one science teacher that we both had in sixth grade. And we were both in eighth grade, and we met, and we became friends at being TAs. We were probably the two worst TAs in the history of, like, ever.
I remember there was an instance at which we were entering grades into the grade book, and we didn't realize how loud we were being.
Yeah.
And Mr. Green came over to us at one point and was like, either one of you needs to enter them by yourself, or you need to shut up because you're telling people grades.
Yeah, we were,
and we were like,
I remember, like, making fun of people's names, which was probably, which, like, looking back is so mean, because they have no control over their names, and, like, we would, like, be like, oh, they got an A, oh, they got a B, and then other people in the class are like, what? Oh.
Yeah, because we had to enter in, like, A, B, C, or whatever.
And so Odile and I became friends over this whole experience by our shared love of Twilight.
I remember at one point you gave me a gift of a Twilight homemade bookmark.
Oh, yeah!
You, like, wrote out Twilight in, and it was so cute, and I had it in my book. Because I think that's how we, like, first started talking about it, was, like, the fact that I had brought in, like, Twilight or something to read.
And I was like, you were, like, reading one of the books, and I was like, oh, I love Twilight. And we were both, like, talking about it and theorizing, and it was great. This was right before, this was in, like, 2008, right before Breaking Dawn, the book came out. So, I remember this. I remember you got the book. You ordered, like, you pre-ordered yours online. And I think
I had that thing.
You got yours, like, a day earlier than me. And I went to the midnight book release at the local Barnes & Noble. And Odile had hers, like, a full, like, day before me. And I was so jealous. And she finished it a day before me, too. And, like, I read it in, like, the span of 3 days. But, like, she had it earlier, so she finished it before me. So I remember coming to school that Monday just, like, and Odile was like, I wish I could tell you.
I was like, I can't tell you anything.
I remember I was, like, explaining how sad I was that something happened, and she was like, oh, just you wait. And I was like, what? What? And this began the friendship. Yep. And then we became crazy fangirls. And... For a couple years. One could argue that we never stopped.
I'm gonna argue that.
I say it mellowed down quite a lot.
It mellowed down.
Hardcore.
We were pretty bad.
We were
pretty bad. We were pretty crazy fangirls. I don't think we ever... I don't know. We could have been worse, though.
Oh, definitely we could have been worse.
We never got to the point of, like, cosplay and, like, attending, like, conventions. But I feel like if we were a little older, we would have.
Oh, yeah, I would have.
Alright, does anyone have any more awkward stories they'd like to share?
I do.
Okay. Go for it.
It's more of just, like, the way I was as an individual. So, my entire life, I've always had front bangs. Like, up until middle school. And it just looked horrible. Like, I never really took care of my hair. So, I just had, like, wiry hair that, like, stuck, like, right above my eyeballs. And it was parted down the middle. And it just looked like shit. It was so bad. And then when I started high school, I was like, I cannot be seen looking like this. So I ended up changing everything. But before that, like, I look back at pictures of myself from middle school and I'm like, wow, I look like a troll, which is why it's really hard to look at pictures of myself from middle school because it was bad.
I thought you were adorable.
Oh God, no, I looked horrendous. It was so bad. And also, I think that's when my mom had just bought me makeup. No, that was right before high school, but I did not know how to use it.
I remember you were like, it's cake face.
That was during the show. That was during the show.
No, because I remember coming over afterwards and your mom had taken you like Bare Minerals or something and gotten you a whole bunch of stuff and you'd put it on just like in the show.
Yeah, because I didn't know how to use it. The only time I'd ever used makeup was stage makeup. And That's not makeup at all.
I still have trouble contouring because I'm so like being used to like stage makeup.
I just got the Kat Von D shade and light palette. Oh my
God. Oh, I heard that one's really good.
Ooh. I have so much Kat Von D makeup. Like, I went from someone who does not know how to use it to like, I will do other people's makeup for money. Like, so that's what my makeup has gone to. It's a problem.
But that's good. And at least you're making money doing it. I don't know. I say I can do my makeup pretty well, but that's my own face and not anyone else's.
I'm like okay at makeup. I feel like I'm pretty good at eyeshadow, but like contouring, not sure what I'm doing there. So
I've learned the basics and so I can like basically my face.
I'm lucky because
I have high cheekbones, so like it gives me a little bit of a dip, so it's so much easier to contour. Oh my God. I win. What's the name of that app that you downloaded that you can play the games on your computer?
Steam?
And what's the name of those games that you were playing that you showed me? The one with the, like, the little person that's alone in the desert and has to survive.
Oh, Don't Starve. I also have Don't Starve Together.
I need to download Steam.
Dude, if you guys get Don't Starve Together, we can all play together and build a kingdom. It'll be great.
Sounds fun.
Oh my
gosh. I want to play, the Space Team game again so badly.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I'm like addicted to it and I've only played it like once.
Yeah, me too. I should get my roommates to download it. Like
I know, I'm trying to get my friends around here to download it, but no one has yet. And they're like, it sounds like a lot, like I was trying to describe it, and they're like, it's probably a lot more fun than you're describing it. And I was like, I know, I can't describe it.
It's so fun!
I think it's really stressful, too.
Oh, no, it's a great game. One of my friends from high school showed it to me, because they played it in college, and then we all started playing it. And then I showed you guys. I showed everyone here at school. We all played it in a group. Like, we had how many people? Like, five people play? I'll explain Space Team. So Space Team is you are on a space team. Huh, lol. But literally, it's whoever the number of people that are playing, you're basically, sorry, you're on like the bridge of a ship. And everyone has their own control panels. And on the top, it'll start showing you different things that you need to press. But the buttons that you need to press are not on your control panel. They're on other people's control panels. So you have to start calling out the different things that are there. And they're all like really weirdly spelt and like really hard to pronounce. So it just makes it even harder to yell them out loud because you don't know what it is. Or if there's a translator malfunction and instead of it being words, they're just symbols like man swimming on water, man swimming, or like a train. There's a train hitting a dog. Like you don't know what to do.
Yeah. You have to all be in the same room. This is like the only thing with the app because you play with, like, and you do it via, like, Wi-Fi, so if us three were playing it together, we would all have to be in the same room, and then we connect for the Wi-Fi connection, so it'll know that there's three of us, And then we all play together, and yeah, each of us would have different symbols or different words, and then it tells you on the screen what you need, and then you have to yell it out for other people to press the buttons. It's a lot of, like, talking over each other, and...
Oh, so much screaming.
There's a lot of screaming.
Because it starts off pretty calm. It's
yeah.
Like, okay, one at a time, we'll say it, but then the game starts to add things like slime! Like, there's lots of slime. You gotta, like, wipe the slime off of the thing
and
so you can't see
buttons
them.
Buttons will rearrange themselves.
Or then sometimes the panels will just break off and start swinging. You gotta put them back and, jeez.
It's really fun. I highly recommend for everyone to download Space Team. It's free on Android and in the Apple Store.
Not sponsored, but, like,
not sponsored. Although Space Team would like to sponsor us.
I love that. That game is so much fun. It's
what other games do I have that we've been playing a lot recently? So in my living room, because for some reason our school gave us double the furniture per room we have. So I have two beds, two dressers, I have everything. So one of my dressers just doesn't really fit in the room because there's just too much stuff in here. So I moved it to the living room and we put games in it. It's become the game drawer. So, how many games do I have? Oh, I have too many games. It's a problem. But one of the games that we were playing last night, because we were all just playing, is this really fun dice game called, by both of them, Chupacabra and Zombie Dice. And it's both made by, I'll figure it out in a second, but it's made by, I think, Steve Jackson Games. And all of Steve Jackson games are amazing, but the games are a lot of fun because Chupacabra is, you have to take six of the dice and each of them have a different thing on it. So one has chickens, one has a cow, goats, and then just red eyes for Chupacabra. So you roll your dice, and if you have Chupacabras, you can kill other people's animals. And it's just everyone stealing dice from each other. So whoever at the end has the most dice wins. And I never, ever win that game, ever. Like, I'm the worst at it. But the other game that I have, the Zombie Dice, I've never lost until last night, and I've been depressed about it for quite a while. But that game is buckets of fun.
For a few hours now?
One of my favorite board games is Pandemic, which is so much fun. You play as the CDC, and you have to try to control these disease outbreaks from spreading to different countries. It's a board game. It is so much fun. And I recently learned how to play the expansion for Pandemic called Contagion. And that one is really interesting because you play as the disease, but it's not, like, buildable on top. It's pretty much a completely different game from Pandemic, but it's in, like, the same world. But you don't, like, play on, it's not, like, it's called an expansion, but it's pretty much its own game. And that one's more of a card style. And you have to try to be the disease and try to spread the disease as much as you can. And that one's been super fun. Highly recommend.
There's a game I have that also is an expansion but can be played on its own and also with the other game. It's called One Night Ultimate Werewolf. Ever heard of it?
Yes! Me and you played that together.
Yes, Ultimate Werewolf. Oh my gosh.
So much fun.
It is great because there's an app that goes with the game. The app makes it so much easier because there's all these different characters, depending on who's in play, they get called out to do actions first, and it's impossible to remember who goes first, which is why the app has this very deep droning voice, and he's like telling you these things to do, and I named him Sir Charles because he's just too cool to not have a name, but the game is just nothing but deception and, like, people, like, trying to trick each other, but then everyone else trying to be like, no, it's not me, I'm not the werewolf. Then everyone tries to kill each other at the end. It is, oh gosh. They just came out, it was last month, with a new expansion for it called Vampire. So, yeah, werewolves and vampires all just...
You need to get that. You need to get that expansion.
And then we can all play it when I come.
That game's fun. That game's very similar to The Resistance.
Oh, don't even get me started.
My roommate has it. He has it, so I want to try to convince him to play it with me tonight.
Well, no, yeah, you need five people to play.
We have that.
Okay, good. The way that we play is because it's so, for those who don't know Resistance is the ultimate, like, game that will ruin friendships, like, right under Monopoly.
Totally.
It's right under Monopoly. So, basically, you're a group of resistance members that are fighting against these big government, big, like, corporations that are just like taking over everything. So in your group, as you're trying to fight these corporations, there are spies. So there's a certain number of spies, like there's like a ratio depending on the number of players you have, but the spies can all see each other, but you know, the resistance members have no idea who anyone is, and everyone's sending each other on missions and saying, no, I don't want you on the mission, you're a spy, and then it goes, no, I'm not, I swear, and then there's fail cards, and then everyone just cries, and it's, oh gosh. But whenever we play it with five people, we think it's more fun to not let the spies see each other. We just like look at our cards and just go. So there have definitely been times where like three spy cards pop up. We're like, awkward. So all the spies, we know they're on that team. So I don't know. That game is sorry. I have got to smell this because it just is enticing me. Oh, it's the one that smells like books. All right. Let me give you some context here. Basically, it's this company. We're like just plugging everything.
Oh my gosh, we're plugging. Sam's gonna plug another company that does not sponsor us, but no, it's called, we would not object to sponsorships.
Yeah, of course there's no sponsorship.
It's a company called Adventure Sense, and basically, it really helps like during like specifically D&D or any kind of role playing games, or if you just like smells, that also works. For these little beads, and in these little beads, they're all different colors, they embed scents into them. And I have the one that I'm smelling right now is Dusty Library. So it smells like dusty books, but it has like a hint of cucumber to it, so it's kind of nice, but like it has that musty and like mildewy kind of smell. And I personally bought this necklace that you could put the scent beads in. So I just wear it around, I can smell. The one I currently have in the necklace is fire. It has like this oaky, like burny kind of scent to it. And oh gosh, I have tried so many of them. Oh, they're so good. Oh, I'm not wearing my necklace right now. It makes me sad.
Adventure Sense. Check it out.
You should totally check it out. It's great. It's awesome. I take it to D&D with me. It's great. It sounds super weird, but like, it'll be like all like our DM will say, okay, so you guys are like camping over for the night. Like I'll just smell my necklace, and like it kind of like helps you picture where you are. I know you see, I see you smiling, but like it totally helps you. It's so cool because when you like immerse yourself in that kind of a world, you just kind of let everything go. You just become a new person, and it is so much fun.
Yeah.
Now I'm plugging D&D. Go play D&D. I'm not kidding, man. Go play D&D.
Have you ever heard of the app Yeti?
Yeti?
That yeah, sounds Yeti. Familiar.
There's a copy of Yik Yak.
Kind of, but basically it's photos instead of Yik Yak. Because my Yik Yak allows you to post photos. But it's kind of a mix between Snapchat and Yik Yak, where you post photos and they only last for 24 hours. And people can respond to you directly, or they can respond in general, and like everyone can see them and stuff. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. And you can trend. You can be trending in the area. And so the last few photos I've posted have been trending. And I love it because it makes me feel so good about myself. Because, like, I posted a selfie and I got, like, 800 likes. And I was like, I'm alone.
I have arrived.
I've arrived and everyone loves my face. I look pretty in the photo. But, yeah. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. It can get kind of racy because it's not really regulated, and it's...
That'll do it.
I can imagine.
So, there's a lot of stuff that maybe should not be on it, and they tell you that it shouldn't be on it, but there's no way to really regulate it, and as long as no one posts their face, like, no one really cares. But it's a lot of fun, like, if you keep it pretty PG.
I have a couple of news things that I want to talk about. So, some more pop culture things. There's been a lot of TV show revivals that are happening right now.
Star Trek!
Yeah, sorry. Star Trek, Full House, Gilmore Girls, and...
just coming back on that show. And the only reason why I know that is because Jared Padalecki is on Supernatural, and I'm a huge fan of Jared Padalecki.
Jared!
And... one thing that just came out this week is the trailer for the revival of the Powerpuff Girls.
I saw that yesterday.
How do we feel about this?
I'm excited.
Like, I forgot how violent the Powerpuff Girls were, and then I remembered because I was talking to someone about it the other day, and the fact that they punch Mojo Jojo once, and teeth and blood come out of his mouth, and he has, like, massive black eyes, and then I think about all the other cartoons I watched as a kid. And, like, Tom and Jerry, like, someone gets punched, and, like, there's just birds, and that's it.
I know! I loved that TV show, though, so much. But, yeah, so that was, like...
Yeah.
I don't know, as long as they keep it pretty original, like, I don't see a problem with it.
From the trailer, some of the animation of, like, the townspeople is a little different. It was a little jarring seeing that. The Powerpuff Girls themselves look pretty much the same. But some of the voices
are different.
The voices are different. Yeah.
It's fine.
I don't remember the voices.
Yeah. But from the trailer, it looks like it is very... At first, I was, like, kind of nervous. I'm like, a Powerpuff Girls revival? Like, I loved the original Powerpuff Girls, and a part of me is like, no, don't mess with the original. But the trailer makes it look like it's going to stick to kind of the themes and the motifs and all of the good stuff about the original Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, there was something that, I mean, I'm sure we both saw the same.
Yeah.
It was interesting because the villain for this one, I don't know his name, but he was saying, like, huh, no one needed, because, like, I'm just such a manly man, I'm so cool, da 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 da, and then it was Buttercup, like, oh, I'll beat him, he's like, oh, you can't beat me, you're a girl, and she proceeds to just kick his ass.
Yeah!
And that made me super happy.
Yes, it looks, I'm so excited to have a TV show of superhero strong female characters who are superheroes and can kick butt and save the city of Townsville, and, you know, they don't need no man. They're just three strong, independent women, well,
except for their daddy,
small children, that can kick butt and don't need to be girly, or are girly. Like, I guess Buttercup isn't that girly. Blossom is definitely the leader, and then you have Bubbles, who is kind of girly, but they're all still... What?
Kind of girly?
Yeah, okay, she's very girly. But they're still strong, powerful characters. I loved the Powerpuff Girls as a little kid, and I am so excited for this new generation and this new group of kids to experience the Powerpuff Girls kind of like I did, as these female superheroes who weren't weaker than the male superheroes.
DC actually just announced that they're going to be doing a new thing where they're going to be putting a lot more emphasis on, not emphasis, attention to their viewers who are girls ages 6 to 12.
Oh, good.
So they're doing, I can't exactly remember. I saw, it was an article, I believe it was on geekandsundry.com.
Okay.
And it was about how they're going to do more things in regards to, like, trying to, you know, kind of make them a little bit more cartoony, because if you read the comics and if you watch some of their, they have some animated movies, a lot of female characters are...
One-dimensional. And
it's not one-dimensional. Like, some of them actually do have dimension. It's just that a lot of them are just, they're tailored for men.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen Poison Ivy? Like,
yeah.
But this one, they're doing a lot more in regards to, like, showing girls that they can be superheroes, too. Like, like, tailoring it more towards them and coming out with more merchandise that is for girls. Which I think is super awesome. I think that's super, like, incredible. And then that also
reminds me of
when Star Wars came out, there was not a lot of Rey merchandise at all, and that made a lot of girls upset. And you can see pictures on the internet of these girls turning their Barbies and their Brat dolls into Rey. They'd make their own Rey. And then in, I believe it was the Monopoly game, because it came out with Monopoly, there was no Rey. And a lot of people were like, are you kidding me? She's the main character of this movie. They're like, oh, and then they took it back. The only reason why they did this is because they figured she wasn't going to sell, because no one cared about her. But just going to show that, you know, girls care. We want in on this too. Just make it all about the guys. So,
Dear media, please have more strong female character superheroes. Thank you. Love everyone.
They're working on it.
Who's your favorite Powerpuff Girl?
Blossom.
Mine was totally Blossom. I had the little Blossom stuffed doll as a kid.
Buttercup, what is wrong with you people? Buttercup, you were going to be Buttercup.
I feel like I feel like everyone, like, has, like, it's, like, Blossom, Bubbles, or Buttercup. Like, you could fit into one of those, like, categories, and it's really easy to tell, like, oh, you're definitely a Blossom, or, like, you're definitely a Bubbles, or definitely a Buttercup.
Buttercup.
I was Blossom all the way. She felt like the leader. She was kind of, like, the bossier one, and, like, that was totally me as a kid, and I totally identified with her.
Yeah. That was me.
Yeah.
I'm bossy. We can both be not Buttercup.
Blossom.
I'll share with you.
Yes, okay.
I'll just punch stuff in the corner and be angsty. That works for me.
yes, it does.
I'm trying to think. There's something else, a couple other things that happened this week. Oh, Star Trek.
Yes.
Oh, they announced the showrunner for the new Star Trek series, not the movie that's coming out this summer, but... sorry, I'm double-checking the name because I don't want to mess this up. Anyway, they announced the new showrunner, and he has done some... I believe he's written episodes for Voyager, and I believe a couple episodes for DS9. I don't know if he did any for Next Generation, but... found it. Alex Kurtzman. Yeah, I believe that is. Yes, he is going to be the executive producer, so he's in charge of everything. And he also apparently co-wrote the Star Trek that came out in 2009. And also Into Darkness. So, I'm very, very excited about this. I'm a big Star Trek fan. I've been recently rewatching a lot of my favorite Star Trek episodes. And last night we actually watched, I believe it was Star Trek Generations. We didn't get through it because... my roommate fell asleep, but because it was a very long night. We started watching it at 12:30, probably not the best time to start watching a movie.
No, never is.
Never is, but I don't know. I'm really looking forward to this. I'm super excited. My inner Star Trek nerdism is just exploding out the top of my head, and I'm excited. You guys never watched Star Trek.
I started to watch the first movie the other day because it was on TV or whatever.
First movie, you mean the new reboot?
New one. Yeah, whatever his name. And then the guy from American Horror Story was Spock.
Zachary Quinto and Chris Pine.
Yes, I love Zachary Quinto.
He was a very good Spock. I liked
him. He is amazing. He's very kind of stoic, at least in all the characters I've seen. So he played Spock really well. At least from what I've, like, know of Spock. And then I kind of freaked out when the
half human half
pinch happened. Because, like, my dad did that to me as a child. He did the Vulcan nerve pinch. Because my dad
the
was...
The Vulcan neck pinch? Just nerve grabbing pinch. People?
His neck pinch. Yeah, he would come up behind... Well, my dad called
I don't know what pinch. It is. I don't know the name of it, but I just remember in all the episodes, someone would be, like, fighting, and then suddenly they just fall over, and Spock
yeah, saying, I was just like... My dad literally does that to me still. He'll come up and he'll be like, Vulcan nerve pinch, and like comes up and like, bam, like pinches my neck. And I'm like, drop. Because it hurts. You actually drop. It's ridiculous. It's a thing.
All right. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to add?
Nope.
Any recommendations of things to watch on Netflix, movies, TV shows?
I'm watching Grey's Anatomy. Like
Odile's still watching Grey's Anatomy.
I just got to season 6, and there's, like, 11 seasons. I am working my way through it. I am in school right now. Like, I don't have time to be devoting life to Grey's Anatomy, but I am.
I am currently watching The 100, which I'm almost done with on Netflix, and then...
I heard that was really good.
It is pretty good. I'm almost done with it on Netflix. I have one more episode left, which I'll probably watch right after this. And... the new season, like, just started, like, 2 weeks ago. So I think I have, like, 2 or 3 episodes to watch for the new season. So I want to do that before I get too far behind and I can't
X-Files. Catch up.
I watched Jessica Jones on Netflix. That was good.
Did you like it?
I love David Tennant in it. Yes, I did.
Who doesn't love David Tennant? I will watch Jessica Jones eventually as well. I think...
it's good.
I want to watch Gilmore Girls because the revival is going to happen. But I don't know if I should wait until the revival's a little closer.
X-Files.
Okay, I will watch the X-Files eventually. That's
I will
a process.
Too. I mean, you got me to watch Doctor Who, so...
yeah, that's true.
It's a process.
I will watch Supernatural eventually. I will watch X-Files eventually. It's a process, you guys. There's a lot of seasons.
There's a good show called iZombie.
heard of it? Oh, yes. I have heard of it. I'm not a big
it's
fan.
It's actually pretty good.
Is it good? I'm not a big fan of zombie shows. So.
It's not like other zombie shows. I mean, because usually in, like, take Walking Dead, for example, it's just everyone fighting against, you know, the mindless horde. This one is like, I have to try to hide this. No one can know. Like, it's really interesting. You should watch it.
I'm also going to plug the show Dance Academy because I am, like, slightly obsessed.
Oh, Jesus.
You guys, stop what you're doing and watch Dance Academy. It is everything. It is on Netflix. It is an Australian show. It's an Australian teen show about... It's scripted. It's about these kids at this dance school in Sydney. And, oh my gosh, it is... The dancing is all real, and it's incredible, and the acting is surprisingly good, the accents are fun, because they're Australian, and it is really good, the character development is so good, they deal with, like, real life issues, and season 2 finale will make you cry your eyeballs out, there's only 3 seasons, every episode is, like, 25 minutes long, so you can binge it, like, super fast. I watched the whole thing in, like, 3 days. It is a super fast binge, super fun, super good. Highly recommend Dance Academy. Go check it out. Not sponsored.
There's a show, hold on, last one. I just got my roommate to watch it.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it's a show, it's British. You either love it or you hate it.
What show?
It's called No Feelings Luxury Comedy.
What? Is this on Netflix?
No, it's not. It's on, sorry, my headphones are stuck. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
Now, Noel Fielding is a British comedian, goth comedian. He's awesome. He's best known for a show that he was on called The Mighty Boosh. The Mighty Boosh is just an insane show straight off the bat. Also great show. You should watch that one as well. But he has a show that he made all on his own, and it's like an absolute acid trip.
Of course it is.
The first season, the series 1, makes no sense. The second one makes a little bit more sense because they gave it a plot, but it's still insane. That's all I'm going to say about it because you got to go watch it. Noel Fielding's luxury comedy. Oh my gosh. I quote it often, even though no one knows what the heck I'm saying. But yeah, check that out.
Cool.
Good to know.
I will have to go check that out.
Okay. I don't know if you'd like it, but we'll see how it goes.
Oh gosh.
Wow. Yeah.
Michelle Gomez has a really funny YouTube series called Heather's American Medicine. So basically Michelle Gomez, who plays Missy in Doctor Who, and is a Scottish actress, she kind of, like, plays herself-ish. She plays this character named Heather, who's supposed to be, like, your crazy Scottish aunt, and, like, answers fan questions about what she would do in certain situations. It's really funny. It's a series on YouTube, and every episode's just like a couple minutes long, and it's basically just her being extremely Scottish to all these like American problems. It's hilarious. Highly recommend checking that out.
Okay. Will do. We'll have to. So how are we gonna end this thing?
I don't know.
I need an exit.
We'll come up with something later.
Yeah. Alright, this has been the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. Goodbye for now. We'll see you. Well, you won't see us, but we'll talk to you all later.
You'll hear us later.
You will hear us all later. This has been Caitlin in California.
Odile in Oregon.
And Sam in Spokane, Washington.
Thanks for listening. We'll hear from you next week. Subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us a review, and let us know how you like the show and what you want to see. Please be constructive and nice. We are trying to figure this out as we go along.
Yay!
Thanks for listening. Yay!